So even though we've spent a lot of time over the last couple of Shiurim discussing many, many Gemaras, Masech Shabbos, Ksubas, and Zvachim, at the end of the day, it's our Gemara that's most significant for us. And our Gemara was threw us off, because our Gemara said, "Ah, Gevalt, it's a terrible thing. You're having to work on the Rabbi Shimon sanction. The biting off of the Hadassim, plucking them off for eating, isn't it a Maidah Rabbi Shimon B'Sik Reisha?" So the Gemara gave those very, very cryptic words, "Isna Shana Chariti." So within the view of Tosis, we already said already many times over the last week, that within the view of Tosis, that a B'Sik Reisha L'Nichle is not a free, is not a green light. There's some extenuating circumstances here. We're just not sure what those circumstances are. So Tosis in one place, and Sukkah says the extenuating circumstances of Makom Mitzvah, which is problematic. And the Tosis in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, in addressing our Gemara, doesn't say extenuating circumstances. It says that the degree of it here is much less than we would have expected. And that's the reason why we're very, very lenient here. So general rule says the reason about the Tosis is Psikresh L'Nichle is also in the Rabbanan. But if the whole list involved was only the Rabbanan anyway, so then Yesh Makom L'Hakel. So Tosis develops the Yesod in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Psikresh L'Nichle on an otherwise listed Rabbanan is okay. That's the Chlal of Tosis. What makes this the Rabbanan here? That's much more difficult. So Tosis says, as Binyamin just quoted, it's a tikkun muat. Not such a tikkun. Why is that such a tikkun? It used to be, as a posel adas, it was worth a quarter. As a kosher adas, it was worth $10. Wasn't that a tikkun? Before I plucked off the berries, I couldn't be yotzei to the mitzvah of Torah. Now I can be. So what makes it a tikkun muat? Why is such a tikkun muat? So the emissaries of the Rishonim who don't call it a tikkun muat. There's a Mordechai at the end of Masechet Sukkah that says it's a real deraisa. Plucking off the berries of Adas, it's a real makor. The Gemara says, sakin kli, sakin mon, mak vatish. So what exactly is the kudus of Machlekes? Why did Tosis feel that this was a tikkun muat? And therefore they were able to hide behind it only being the Rabbanan. And if it's only the Rabbanan, then we can negotiate Pesach Reish L'Nichle being Mutter L'Chetchila. And other Rishonim says, the Mordechai were not willing to go down that route. What is the tikkun muat about this or not? So that's really the beginning of the next sugya. What should or should not make this tikkun muat? Hopefully, mention tomorrow. We have to begin with that point. What is or not the tikkun muat? And once we understand whether we're dealing with the potential deraisa derabanan, how this is going to impact on many, many other aspects of psikreisha and machshavas v'gufas, davshem iskavim and psikreishas, a lot of the things we've been throwing around on levels of deraisas, everything's going to change now once we enter into the world of dinim derabanan. We have to first figure out, are we in the dinim derabanan enough? Mention tomorrow. We'll continue.